the closing years for the apostles. The extreme price paid by those who would not give up their faith in Jesus was death, and those who died like this were known as martyrs. The people who imposed these conditions on the believers were the Jewish priests and elders and men like Saul before his conversion. They thought they were doing a service for God by getting rid of those who did not give respect to God or the law of Moses. The first of these martyrs was Stephen, and many came after him. The second group of people who imposed death on the believers were those who had no use for God or his people. They were people like Nero, the emperor of Rome, who made a sport out of killing Christians for entertainment. There were those like the silversmith named Demetrius, who made silver models of the temple of the goddess Artemis in the town of Ephesus. Paul had succeeded in convincing many people in Ephesus and nearly the whole province of Asia that man-made gods were not gods at all. Demetrius was worried that the temple of the great goddess would come to mean nothing, and her greatness would be destroyed, and so would his profits from the sale of silver model temples. He stirred up a riot against Paul, but had no success in doing him harm. It is thought because of letters, or epistles, that were written after Paul was in Rome, that he stayed for 2 years and was released. This was before the persecution of the Christians in Rome by Emperor Nero. After his release, he is thought to have visited Ephesus, leaving Timothy to work there while he went to Macedonia. He left Titus to finish the missionary work on Crete and tells him in the final instructions of a letter, Titus 3:12, "Do your best to come to me in Nicopolis, because I have decided to spend the winter there." From there he may have made a visit to Spain and might have been working there when the persecution of the Christians started in Rome. In the epistle, Paul's second letter to Timothy, 1:16-17 and 2:9, it is revealed that Paul is again a prisoner in Rome and kept in close confinement as a criminal. His first appearance before the court holds no condemnation for him, but when he writes at 2 Timothy 4:6-8 and 16-18, he knows that he has finished his work on earth for the Lord. He is executed in Rome in late AD 66 or early 67. Peter and his wife traveled to many towns preaching the good news of Jesus to the Jews. He came to Rome shortly after Paul's first release from prison and writes two letters, the first letter from Peter and the second letter from Peter. In the first, he seeks to strengthen the saints in their suffering for Christ, while in the second letter, he warns against those teaching Christ will not return again, saying that only God will decide the right time for Jesus' return, and it will not be too late, for God is calling all people to himself and giving them a chance to believe. Peter was executed in Rome in AD 65 under the persecutions by the Emperor Nero. John was one of the 12 apostles and writer of the Gospel of John, three epistles, and the book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible. He spent his last years in Ephesus, and it was likely that the seven churches of Asia mentioned in the book of Revelation knew him well. Because of his testimony that Jesus is Lord and the Word of God, he was exiled to the small island of Patmos, which was the site of a penal colony, where political prisoners were condemned to hard labor in the mines. Here he wrote Revelation, a book to give his readers hope and encouragement, and to urge them to remain faithful during times of suffering and persecution. He apparently died in Ephesus near the end of the first century, in about 98 to 100 AD. More information can be found in the Zondervan Pictorial Bible Dictionary, copyright 1963, 11th printing, February 1970.